So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Yes, it is Dom time, one of our all-time favorites, and I think we're celebrating just about a year anniversary. During the drone, she was unbelievable, but it started with the bears and those trash cans and the bird feeders. You had to put your bird feeders up 10 feet high. Joining us here is Dawn Fantasia on Talk Radio 1210, Assemblywoman, and a charter school, I'll get the exact title. From Sussex County on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Dawn, welcome back in. What's your exact hat that you wear in the charter schools?
Well, for the past 3 years, and thank you for having me on again, and happy Monday.
Thank you, Dawn.
For the past three years, I've been at our district central office, and my title is Director of Assessment and Academic Enrichment. So basically what I do is I coordinate all of the state testing across all of our public charter schools that are under our umbrella of iLearn Schools. And I also work with the New Jersey Tutoring Corps. So that's really intense math and English remediation for students who are two or more grade levels below for students in grades 3 through 8. So we serve hundreds of students in North Jersey.
And Dawn, with that hat on, you and I were talking, and I'm supposed to be an education expert of sorts, not like you actually doing this day to day, but previous background. Phil Murphy has got a perfect game going for the last couple months. Well, he's out of the country, so I don't think he's going to sanction a charter school. 7.5 years plus, no charter schools in Jersey. The process, you tell me, is goes through the governor and who he appoints in the education department. We're not talking vouchers. We're just talking charter schools.
Correct. We only have, New Jersey's a real outlier. We only have one entity that can approve a charter school application in New Jersey, and that's the New Jersey Department of Education. Starkly different from states around us. I mean, New York State definitely has a much more robust approval process, even for charters in New York City. And New Jersey really lags behind that way. It's not right.
So, Dawn, in the middle, you would think in an election year, they might call this off a little bit, simmer down. I guess maybe the dates after the election. When I taught in Jersey, I used to go to the convention. Then I got tired of measly offerings there in Atlantic City. But they do seem to go all out. They have PhDs in drag.
You know, the convention, I look at it, it's pure activism over academics. So it's supposed to be a professional development for teachers, and it really appears to be more of a showcase of activism. So there's some featured sessions that include, there's one that's called Drag is Not a Crime, the Past, Present, and Future of Drag. And then there's gender affirming classrooms, and there's just a bunch of workshops on pronouns and identity politics, and very sparse are sessions on literacy recovery, math fluency, evidence-based reading instruction, or tools that teachers would actually need. So look at the bigger picture. In New Jersey, proficiency in math is stuck under 40%. English is at 52%, and that's below 2019 levels, so pre-pandemic. And teachers across the state, they're looking for strategies for phonics, differentiated instruction, classroom management, not these type of ideological seminars. And I believe that the convention should be focused on raising achievement and not about social agendas. When a teacher's union devotes more time to gender theory than numbers, it tells parents exactly why confidence in public education keeps dropping.
Absolutely. Now, just before you were calling in, I mean, within a minute, the Inquirer dropped their Mikey Sherrill endorsement here, saying she plans to produce more energy, protect ratepayers, and build more housing. I want to start with the housing. And what a sore subject this is. Wake Up New Jersey, Mike, is a friend, and really I've come to see his stuff, Dawn, and I think he makes the great point. What they're doing with this, shoving this housing across Jersey into places like where you are, or Cranberry with the farm, is ridiculous. They create the our homes, Dawn, do you believe that the median we looked up might be over $525,000?
It's more than $525,000, if I'm not mistaken. It's closer to $560,000. Now, keep in mind, there's differences across the state. So, you know, where Mikey Sherrill hails from, it's $1.2 million. My hometown is about $350,000. But, you know, when you add it all together, that's where it's at. But here's the problem, and Jack Fitterly has pointed this out masterfully, and that's that New Jersey does need affordable housing, but it should not be dropped and placed willy-nilly in places in our rural areas where towns are trying to use eminent domain for these bogus affordable housing numbers and ratios that they've created. They want to drop affordable housing in places that have no public water, no public sewer, no public transportation. Schools are spread thin. Mm-hmm. We already have restricted laws for developing in the Highlands area in order to protect open space and to have clean water. And the state literally came in with a sledgehammer, first with the Mount Laurel Doctrine that has been completely bastardized and only bolstered by terrible legislation, A4, which, by the way, every single Democrat in the legislature supported, and Mikey Sherrill supports it too, and they are forcing this affordable housing. These pavement paradises are being shoved into rural and suburban areas that can't possibly handle it based upon infrastructure. That is no way to solve a problem. And what Jack has said is really the solution. Put affordable housing in vibrant cities. Put affordable housing in unused spaces that actually have access to transportation, public water, public sewer. It's not rocket science here. I don't understand that this nonsense that's coming out of the Sherrill campaign and the Democrats.
Signs of metrics. What is Dawn Fantasia using? The one I'm using to tell us where the race is. When I see these guys in Hudson and Essex County, particularly the one state senator and mayor, publicly going out with Jack Cetarelli, doesn't mean Cetarelli definitely wins. But boy, these guys are not stepping out like that unless they believe that's where the momentum is.
Boy, oh boy, is that a bad sign for her campaign. And even greater than that, even greater than the sea of moderate Democrats coming forward, understanding that she's got platitudes and not a plan, and that Jack Cetarelli actually has laid out plans. Even worse is, look at this cavalcade of progressives that she's been marching across the state this weekend. Like, as if Mikey Sherrill didn't have enough bad ideas, she has to bring in bad ideas from these people from other states.
Yes.
I mean, Gretchen Whitmer, for God's sake.
Even Big Gretchen. President
Barack Obama, I mean, as if they haven't bombed enough themselves that they need to bring their garbage here. I mean, it shows me a campaign that thought they were ahead, thought they had it in the bag, and suddenly are opening their eyes and looking around and realizing New Jerseyans have had enough. New Jersey, you know, we say blue Jersey, it's more like purple Jersey, and New Jersey has a healthy and robust history of inserting Republican governors. People are looking at the issues this time over party, and they're seeing that the Democrats' 24 year of strangling Democrat rule on New Jersey has given us the highest corporate business tax, the highest income tax, the highest property tax, schools that are flailing. That is the gift of the Democrat Party. They're the gift that just keeps on giving and hammering us down. People see that.
Let's talk Passaic County. I know I've been there a few times. Patterson, the capital city. I'm looking at, I started Googling, Dawn, when this came out that they weren't going to have video of the mail-in ballot room, no sign-in and sign-out. President Trump won there. I think Latino vote the last time around. He actually won that county. And I think it's three, according to one news report, out of a town council of only nine that are either gone to jail or under indictment or being investigated. So tell me, Passaic County Republicans, we got Linda Kearns in the bullpen if you need any help here. We're ready to send her over. What's going to happen here to stop them from stealing the election or appearing to steal it at least?
Well, you know, let me tell you something that is probably going to shock your listeners, and I was shocked as well, to know that the law actually gives discretion to these boards of election. So in New Jersey, the boards of election are made up of an equal amount of Republicans and Democrats. But if there is a tie in the vote, obviously a measure does not pass. Now, for weeks now, the Republican members on that Passaic County Board of Elections have been asking for greater oversight due to all of the hijinks that have been in the past, specifically in Patterson. They don't count mail-in ballots the same way the other counties like Bergen and Essex County do, which are very large counties as well. It seems that they are the poster child for needing this oversight. And then here you have Passaic saying no, Passaic County saying no. Having a sign-in and sign-out for anybody who accesses these ballots or to have any type of video record of this, they denied it. My question is, if you are so confident that you are doing everything above the board, why on earth would you deny those types of common sense measures? And I'll take you one further. Democrats are so much the, you know, flag bearers of this democracy that they're always going on about. Why on earth would every single Democrat not go on record to say they support voter ID in June when I stood up on the floor and moved my bill that's been ignored for voter ID? They don't want it. They don't want oversight. And it begs the question, why?
So, Dawn, as it stands now, then, can they get away with this?
Well, I do know that our Passaic members of the legislature, I know that includes Anthony Bucco, who is the Senate leader, Senator Kristen Corrado, they are dropping a bill today requiring such. If I'm being honest, being in the minority, you know, it's going to draw further attention to it. But right. Until our voters hold their feet to the fire, the best thing that Republicans can do and people who are going to be, you know, moderate and vote for Jack as to be the next governor of New Jersey, really need to get out and vote in droves. You know, we've heard the term too big to rig. Mm-hmm. We need to do that. And there needs to be strict oversight by the Republican members on that board of elections to watch like hawks. We need to have election challengers there. We need to have a very incredibly strong presence because you know what? At the very least, all eyes are on Passaic County, New Jersey now to make sure they do the right thing. Let's see if they do it.
You know this better than I only have one experience, and it's amazing. Matt Rooney over at SaveJersey.com says it looks like the people who operate the floodgates in Lakewood, which is a pretty big Orthodox Jewish, maybe one of the biggest in the country that I know of, voting block, they look like they're going Chitterelli this time, even though they went for Murphy, I believe, Dawn. Yeah, in 2017 and 2021, they endorsed Murphy. Trump got 88% of the vote there. My God.
That's
wow.
Right. And, you know, I don't think there's a mystery there, quite honestly. Yeah. The Democrat Party does not offer a whole lot by where their priorities might be aligned. They tend to be more conservative leaning in their religious beliefs. But even on the issue of school choice, if we have a Governor Chitterelli, we're going to see expansion of charter schools. We're going to see greater school choice available to parents. And that's very appealing to those who do not necessarily align with the traditional public education standards, you know, that are to be taught. So I think when you're looking at their overall belief system, it greater aligns, you know, as well. We also have the circumstance of Mikey Sherrill aligning herself with Zoran Mamdani. That can't be a large sell in the Lakewood community. You know, Jack Cittarelli is going to be a governor of the people. He supports our Jewish communities. He supports our Muslim communities. He supports our Christian communities, our agnostic communities. Jack Cittarelli truly will represent all without these games that we're seeing out of the Democrats.
Well, this will be big. I'll be watching this. So, Dawn, between now and Election Day, what should we – I mean, it seems to me that Mikey Sherrill is exhibiting some desperation here, the opioid thing, the defamation of that, and just that they were believing these polls that they were 7 to 10 points ahead when we thought she might be ahead. She might be ahead at this point. But it is all about turnout. That's what they're afraid of.
100%. And, you know, we call those polls suppression polls for a reason.
Yep.
That's, I feel, a large reason why many more did not come out and vote in 2021 who might have been, you know, propelled to vote. What I definitely see is the race tightening. I can't believe for the life of me anybody who lives in the state of New Jersey under this 24-year stranglehold that thinks this is a good idea. They're only going to get more of the same. And absolutely shame on Mikey Sherrill. I'm going to say this. Shame on Mikey Sherrill for pointing her finger across the aisle at Jack Cittarelli when this is a woman who has accepted donations from opioid makers, had her hand out and pocketed those donations, yet has the nerve to point her finger across the aisle at Jack Cittarelli, who owned a publishing company. And then she has the audacity to say he's, quote, being a baby. I don't know who her social media team is, but they're horrific. They're clearly not from New Jersey. They need to do better.
She's not either. So for the record, that's exactly right, Dawn. So, Dawn, where do we find you?
You can follow me on X at @DawnFantasia_NJ or on Facebook under Assemblywoman Dawn Fantasia.
Thank you, Dawn. Thanks very much.
Thanks, Dawn. Take care.
All-time great name, Henry. We haven't done great names in a while, a name that's catchy. First, the Dawn thing is good, but then the Fantasia is just... Write that one down in the meeting afterward. You might want to consider these catchy names. You know, they just sing when you hear them. Dawn Fantasia just sounds
rolls
like
off the tongue.
A Disney movie or
Fantasia,
something.
Fantasia, yeah.
It's going to be out there. All right. So you heard her about the drag. You heard her about what's going on in New Jersey. And, you know, and if you or know people that, oh, the polling looks that way, why would I vote? Then you got to just pump them up. How much more do we have to tell you? There's suppression polls. This is neck and neck. I'm not saying Cittarelli's even ahead. I think it depends on turnout. And in Newark and places like that, Mikey Sherrill is not turning people out. The enthusiasm factors with Jack Cittarelli, despite all this other stuff that we're talking about. But Trump won Lakewood, Orthodox Jewish, 88.12% of the vote. Oh, my God. Did they kick out the other guys who didn't vote for him? Ooh, 88% in Jersey. I'm coming to you light on the side question today. A comeback here. It looks like Brandon Graham coming back to the Eagles. We haven't gotten it reported yet. Henry's working the phones there trying to tell him, no, don't do it. It's a good story. You're in the business of content. Don't worry about the results. We need him to do it. We'll get more side questions out of it. Trust me. Hit us with that at 855-839-1210. All right.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills. But you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dom time. Welcome in. Return. Come back. Two great ones on Twitter. Somebody put up Roy Rogers making a comeback. I don't know why that's hot again, but apparently it is. That's not bad. And Ted Williams goes away. I don't know how many years he was a fighter pilot. I think in the Korean War, but also World War II. And still, look at he's the greatest hitter ever. And the most confident hitter ever. I mean, you know, the guy just reeked of that. You're not striking Ted Williams out.
No.
And I remember he was here in Philadelphia. He had 399.5, I think it was. They had a doubleheader coming up, and they said, don't play. You hit 400. You're the last guy to hit it. He plays both games and gets 6 hits.
Apparently, that's what I'm talking about.
He was wandering around at 3 and 4 in the morning, walking, clearing his head, and trying to get into a fight. To do, I mean, God.
Any way you can psych yourself up,
oh,
I guess.
Yeah. My God.
All right. We missed 3 years to military service.
3 years.
Right. Yeah. It would have been the 5th, 6th, and 7th years of his career, so right in his prime.
Too. Yeah, he would have hit another 100 home runs or more, maybe. Yeah, something like that. All right, so... yesterday, Roy Rogers, that triggered something to me. Saturday, for DJ Rowe and I and his wife, we played golf at Hilltop. Nice course. We used to play it. It had Leaning Tower of Pisa, miniature golf, over in Abington, or is it in Glenside? It's right there on the border. And we came to a hole. It's like the 6th hole. You can take a look on my Twitter at DomShow1210. I have a million-dollar idea. They had the bust of the 4 presidents on Mount Rushmore. Pretty big one, too. I don't know how much it cost to do that. So I'm standing in front of it with a 5. They think I'm doing Spock. And pointing out, if they put a silhouette of Trump there, some miniature golf course, I predict you would be swarmed. Now, you'd have to guard it. You'd have to take it in at night, et cetera.
Have a line for multiple reasons.
Oh, yeah, right. But Trump on Mount Rushmore on a miniature golf course. You know, or something of presidents, I think that would be a good, it'd be an interesting thing. And those on the right, you have it ball cut to the right, hooked to the left, something like that. It's an interesting little course there. It's got a lot of neat stuff. Put Trump in there. My advice, you'll sell a lot more ice cream. You'll have, at least for a few weeks, millions of people out there. Then, of course, you know, you got to have security.
No, sell the spray paint cans right next to the ice cream.
Yeah,
so
there you
everyone's
go, right.
satisfied.
Yeah, exactly. It would be, I'm surprised no one's done that. Miniature golf is a great space to be creative. Okay, let's go to Jerry in Wilmington. I think this is a pretty good one. When we've done it with two career type of stuff, it's always been up there. Hey, Jerry, good afternoon. What do you have today?
Afternoon, Dom. I'm shocked. I'm surprised you guys hadn't taken George Foreman off the board. I was sitting waiting for someone to call in. No one did. I really call in. I mean, he was 24 when he beat Joe Frazier. He won the championship. Muhammad Ali came in, beat him a year later, the Rumble in the Jungle. And then for 20 years later, he had 12 kids and worked out, and he came back and won when he was at 45. I mean, that's a hell of a comeback.
I'm still stunned at that. He didn't look to be in pretty good shape for a 45-year-old at our hotel. He looked pretty bad.
Not to mention.
And then there's the grill, of course.
I was just about to say that. Yeah.
Yes, it's a third act. Yeah. Yeah, that is a good one. Quite a character. Yeah, I am shocked by that he won at 45. I know the intensity of boxing. There's minute rounds. And Foreman, it is shocking. But what do you think of the Trump idea? Just another little idea, and go out there and get a miniature golf course. I haven't met with Hilltop yet to make that suggestion. The owner wasn't there. Can you imagine this guy? Yeah. Well, we like the Mount Rushmore there just the way it is. And they do have a Liberty Bell, a cracked Liberty Bell. That's the 17th hole where I did make a hole-in-one.
There we go.
So just have that one recorded.
You got to have at least one any mini-golf round.
Well, that's the first thing with mini-golf. If you make it that you can't get any kind of straight-on shot to make a hole-in-one, don't do that. You don't want to overcomplicate. You can put in a few difficult holes. They have a lot of par threes where you have to hit it into the big hole to go into the other to have a chance. But you need to have some kind of 20-footer, even with some brace. Something.
Yeah, I don't like when it's all gimmicks.
Yeah, that's
per se.
Right.
Yeah, like
exactly.
When it's that, it's like, this is too much.
Yeah,
but I like some challenges. I like a windmill. You know, like the whole.
Oh, I like.
But
the windmill.
Like you know, nothing. Yeah. Every hole where I'm like, oh my god.
Well, on YouTube they have one hole. It's all water, and you just have a thing about this wide to hit it up the little ramp.
Yeah.
To get on the other side. That's it. And even then. You got to be careful. If you hit it too hard, it goes over.
Oh, I like that.
You're out of bounds.
I like that. Well, that's like the one water hole. It's just you got to have it. Usually, it's more of like a stream flowing downhill. Where if you miss, it'll just end up at the hole anyway.
I wasn't carrying my 52-degree wedge, but I was thinking of chipping it on that hole, taking a big divot out of it. You know. Let's go to Robert in Bensalem. Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Robert.
Hey, Dom Henry. Good to talk to you guys. I hope you guys had a good weekend.
Thank you, Robert.
Before I get to the side question, I just wanted to take a second to tell everybody, if we get out and vote like we got out and voted last time, we'll win. It's not even a question. The only question is, will we get out to vote? And I'm just saying, please, people, find out which school board members your party endorses.
Right.
Find out where you need to check to get rid of these three judges. You know, just take the time to do it, because if we do, we win. And this could be the biggest municipal election in my lifetime if we get rid of three judges like that.
Absolutely. And where you are fighting, I think, for the integrity of Bucks County. If Heron and Shoren are not there, you're seeping in the Krasner element.
And I wish they would put a sign up that says, if you vote Democrat on your school board, you're going to have Philadelphia schools. I don't know why they don't do that, because I think that would drive a lot of people out, too.
I couldn't agree more. The suburbs, you're the last sanity in Bensalem, principally, Robert. Put it out. We don't want to be Philadelphia. That's it. That's what you're voting on.
Well, if I'm the last semblance of sanity anywhere, that's a scary thought, Don.
Well,
but
now you've undermined your own argument. Me too. I mean, we've definitely undermined it. All right, vote early, vote often. Let's try that one. Yes,
I might undermine it, but there will be six of us going out to vote the proper way when come election day.
Good.
So that's
good.
Pretty good for municipal. But for my side question, I wanted to try something new. Back in the 1400s in England, the English throne was being contested by the House of Lancaster and the House of York. Edward IV was born in the House of York at a time when Henry VI and the Lancastrians were running the throne. King Henry VI got sick, and Edward seized that opportunity to kick him out of power and seize the throne. Now, the problem with Edward IV was that he was tall and good-looking and a chronic womanizer. And that ordinarily wouldn't have been a problem, but he fell in love with Elizabeth Woodward, who was a common woman, single with children, from the Lancastrian province.
Okay.
And that made him really weak, and some major earls withdrew their support of him, and King Henry VI was able to come back with the Lancasters and kick him out of power. Edward fled to Netherlands with his wife, and he could have lived there in relative comfort and in peace, but he raised a mercenary army, sailed back to England, and even though the forces were twice as big as his, he defeated the Lancastrians and arrested King Henry VI, who was killed in the Tower of London. Now, Edward died 2 years later of natural causes, Dom, at the age of 40.
Oh,
all
man.
Of this happened in 40 years. I can't.
Wow.
They must have really lived their hearts out back then, man, because they had them short lifespans. But I'm going to go with Edward IV. I'm sorry it was long-winded, and I really appreciate
it. Thank you, Robert. It was great. It was great, as usual. That is a really – he's tall and good-looking and a womanizer. What's the problem here?
I feel like the spirit of Joe of Exton.
Exactly right.
Overtook him right there.
That's right.
Spoke
wait a minute.
The phone
Joe's kind of – well, you know – that's not exactly accurate in the Byzantine Empire.
Yeah. Something tells me he's going to call him out later on. I guarantee it.
The early call, when Joe does the early call, that's usually
on
brand.
Okay.
The guy ought to sit there. All right, here's what you do with your soap powder. He's a branding expert, at least with himself. All right, Judge Patrick Dugan with us. Quite an intense morning here with Larry the K. And the sad tale ending with this young woman dead, who should not be dead if they had taken off the street this menace multiple times in multiple ways. But I want to ask him as a judge, the attacks Krasner's making on so-called cash bail, the attacks on judges, you can't get them up in the middle of the night, the attacks on the entire system. Why is there a void in Philadelphia where there's no oversight of this guy? City council has oversight. They appropriate the money. Why don't they call for an investigation on how this happened with this young woman? Don't say you care. No more vigils. No more talking about kindness and send gifts. If you want justice, then you have to go back to it shouldn't have happened. How? We'll talk to Judge Dugan, his opponent, next. Hey, let's talk about my friend and board-certified prosthodontist, Dr. Robert Bentz. Exciting news from the Bentz Dental Group. Dr. Bentz and his wife, Dr. Cooley Bentz, are thrilled, and I am too, to welcome a new prosthodontist to the team, Dr. Emily Bentz, their daughter. Now, Dr. Emily is thrilled to join her father in continuing to provide the highest quality care and solution-based treatments for the most complex dental challenges. And again, think about it. Now, two prosthodontists. It stretches the hours you can go, makes your schedule better, your care better. I've been seeing Dr. Bentz for 10 years. Really happy with the results that he and his team have done for me and my oral health. Get on the road to great dental health and the smile that you've always wanted. Call and schedule an appointment right now. You get a look-see. He gets a look-see and tell you what you might need done for great dental care. 610-272-6949. That's the Bentz Dental Group. 610-272-6949 or visit BentzDentalGroup.com. B-E-N-T-Z DentalGroup.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, we got some great ones going on here today on the side question. Given Brandon Graham looks like coming back to the Eagles, I'm surprised it hasn't happened yet. Henry's messing it up. You can call him and let him know. All right, so hit us with that. But first, Judge Patrick Duncan is not only running against Larry Krasner and on the side of law and order and sanity, but he's a judge. How does he feel about the manipulations of what we've seen play out here? And also, are the media, I'm going to ask them straight up, are they coming to you for an explanation of this and demanding not just who set the car on fire and all that word salad today with the media? That city council would be where there should be a full investigation of the timeline of what happened here, how decisions of this nature are made under oath. Let's go to the judge. Hey, Judge, welcome in. Are you being contacted by the media for perspective as a judge on this?
Not really, Dom. Not really. It's the whole world should be exploding on this case here. This poor young lady, Katie Scott, who, my God, what a tremendous young lady with a full life ahead of her, the potential. I mean, she could rule the world with what she was already doing. And for this to occur to her, and yeah, I'm going to use some strong words. I think Larry Krasner is not only an enabler, but he's damn near a co-conspirator with this Keon King, who is obviously a man with a lot of violence in him. And I think we've just gotten the tip of the iceberg on this guy. But Krasner had him in his sights and did nothing. This is the exact reason, Dom, I was so frustrated on the bench to see what happened 8 years ago when Krasner took over. And all of a sudden, the prosecutors were not prosecuting cases. And the law and victims were being neglected and ignored. That's why I resigned to step down to take on this man, because frankly, what he's doing is it's evil. It has to be a master plan, because it doesn't make sense any other way, Dom.
First of all, Judge, let's go back and break it down here. Would you agree, though, that now, look, we have the election. That's the ultimate that the media can be calling for people to take a look at this. But a better job is, we don't know specifically, this ought to be a matter of public record, with video evidence, why they didn't go forward. Would these DA, the first excuse, they're inexperienced, don't know what they're doing. They shouldn't be doing cases like this then. They have a supervisor, right? The supervisor, you would think, would have to sign off on this stuff.
They have a supervisor in name. Most right. of the time, the supervisors are not close by. Before Larry Krasner, you would have a brand new DA
and you would have another DA who has a little bit of season in them.
Right.
So if they couldn't figure it out, they could then reach out to a supervisor, and they acted on it pretty quick. And most of the judges would wait a little bit for the prosecution or even the defense to figure out what their strategy is. But that stopped 8 years ago. Now he's sending these kids in there untrained. And I seriously mean untrained. Previous regimes would have a very long boot camp to train these new DAs on what they needed to do. Krasner stopped doing that. It's not me saying it, although I saw it and my fellow judges saw it. But some of the DAs who leave the office have written letters, have written editorials. I mean, Larry Platt wrote a big article about one of the young men who left, and he just said that the training was nothing but a joke. It was like a religious retreat filled with lectures, nothing to do with prosecution 101, nothing to do with how to put up a case with video evidence, nothing to do with put the case up with excited utterance through the police officer, through body cam. These are prosecution 101, and Krasner refuses to train his DAs, refuses to give them mentors, refuses to supervise them. The other thing, Dom, is previous to Krasner, after a case was withdrawn or dismissed by a judge, they would take that, the prosecutors would take those cases back to their supervisors at night and go over, what could I have done better? Should we refile this case? That no longer exists. So there was no thought about refiling a case against a predator, a man who continued to commit crimes like this. That's how Cato Scott wound up being in his crosshairs when he should have, this King guy should have been in jail already.
Two things on that, Judge. Thank you for what you just said, that expertise. To me, that's exactly right. And two, it's an indictment of the media. If what we're talking about with you doesn't inform the public better, a guy who's in the heat of this knows Krasner, but a judge who saw it up close, what the procedures were, you made it, you articulate it where it wouldn't be in the weeds. You got to care about stuff like this. Otherwise, we're not going to get to the bottom of this flim-flam of what he's about. Now, as far as then going after judges and saying you can't reach them, they don't want to hear about bail and cash bail, what does the Dugin campaign say about all that?
Well, the heck with the Dugin campaign. Judge Pat Dugin sat on that bench for 17 years, and I was on call many a night, and I got many a calls in the middle of the night, and I held a hearing in the middle of the night. When I became the president judge, Krasner used that line to me, and I said, give me the name of the case and the judge, and I will take care of it. I'm still waiting for him to send me the name of the judge that he keeps saying got mad and then lowered the bail. It's a bunch of hogwash. Larry Krasner's office does this by design. He does not appeal a magistrate's decision. He doesn't appeal the municipal court's decision, except in very rare cases. He could appeal the magistrate's case directly to an MC judge overnight or during the day. And oh, by the way, Keon King's, all his arraignments were during daylight hours, so that doesn't hold water.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't like the municipal court judge's decision, you could go to 24/7, the Court of Common Pleas. If you don't like the Court of Common Pleas, you can file an emergency motion in the Superior Court. And then you could go to Supreme Court. Krasner's office does none of that. Every other office used to do that. I was talking to a seasoned attorney who Larry Krasner fired about Ed Rendell made him come up from the shore to file an emergency motion, a bail appeal. Made this guy come up from the shore to file it the next morning. So this is something Krasner refuses to do.
And Judge,
by design.
Judge, to your point too, these kids or their ideology or inexperience, whatever it is, you got the video evidence. You have the track record of all these arrests. And then you and I are looking at this guy, the eye test. And they would never say that. I mean, if you don't see this as a human, that you got to do something here, the eye test. And also, seeing people like Krasner and others talking about protecting women This is the worst example. It's bad enough if this were a guy he did this to. But innocent women, here we go again with this guy.
He just says things so he can have the final word in the media, which seems to be what has happened for the last 8 years. He gets up there and he does this spin, and the media just kind of goes, okay, Larry, we're done. Instead of doing an investigation, instead of going into court and watching what happens every single day.
You know, you
would think we don't see reporters in the courtroom anymore.
No. Judge, where do we go to help your campaign? We have 2 weeks, the big vote from tomorrow. Where do we go for Judge Dugan?
I have a website, judgedugan4da.com, and I'm all over social media, dugan4da.com. The best thing that each and every one of you out there listening can do, even if you do not live in Philly, is to go down your phone list and text and call everybody. Fire Krasner and vote for Dugan to help save the city and to protect young women like Kata Scott, because Krasner doesn't do it.
Absolutely. Judge, thank you. We'll be in touch soon. Thank you, Judge, very much.
Take care.
All right, Judge Patrick Dugan. And there's insight. Look, I know the media may have other bosses or other stuff here. It was a word salad with this guy today. And you heard specifics there. Well, you know, the public doesn't want to hear that stuff. It's boring to them. Okay. He's exactly right. This is what this guy does. We've seen it now, 2 terms. You're going to see another unless people, particularly places like Northeast Philly, South Philly, react to this and come out and vote. That's the only thing now. It's indicative that Krasner's feeling this. Here's his strategy today. Henry, it's the guy with the gifts. He brings up one of his guys after, you heard the judge, he arguably enabled the death of this woman by his ideology. Listen to what they're going to do now that the woman's dead.
Sorry, here. I'm pulling it up on the okay. live feed as it was. Okay. Give me 1 second.
Okay. Here. All right, this is one of his guys talking about the kindness campaign and talking about how they're going to bring gifts to the family house. That's what the strategy is after all this. All right?
Come on.
All right, well, we'll get to it then. All right, we'll get to it. He also then did talk about the judges, the cash bail, and all that stuff that we just went through with the judge. It's in the hands of the voters now. That's the only thing that's left. Idiots on city council. They don't see it the way that I do. It's a queer thing. This is a...
And I just want to make this announcement. I just want to say that Kata Scott mattered. Her life...
Where's the evidence of that?
...matters. She was a kind woman. She, as the family has pointed out, Kata was kind. She was kind in how she helped support the elderly at her work. She was kind to her friends. She was kind to her family. Her school teachers that she had, you know, high school principal talked about her. Her college administrators and staff and professors have spoken about her. They talked about her contagious joy and smile and wonderfulness.
Okay, Henry, you can stop there. Thank you. So the point I would make is you don't get to say this when you didn't protect, when you didn't do the basics to protect. You cannot word salad, gifts to the family, take them over. They want to be left alone. Now, this is a very public matter. You don't have the right to do that after your ideology, et cetera. You just heard Dugan, how it works. This is what he does every day. Philadelphia is indicted by this. This is what Philadelphia has become. Now, it might be fair, low voter turnout. And if people are enraged by this and see it this way, they'll come out. I know the other side. Oh, Krasner, it's so easy to Monday morning. I'm not Monday morning quarterbacking. This is what you've set in play. I'm not talking about one decision. There's 100 of them like this. You reek of it. You know it, and I know it. And by the way, we did impeach you, buddy. You were impeached. All right, more calls coming up. Scott Presler at 2 o'clock today on Talk Radio 1210. Oh, man, this is Dirty Pool. We should have taken this off. It's one of my memes, one of my narratives here on the side question. Let's go to Scott in Mount Laurel. This one is so true. It's a contender. Hey, Scott, good afternoon.
Hey, Hey, good afternoon, Dom. Real quick before I get to that, Ted Williams actually missed most of 52 and 53. He had a little bit of numbers, but he really missed essentially five seasons.
Yeah, and that's what I thought. Korean and World War II. He is the greatest hitter by far, even. I wouldn't go say by far of all time, yeah.
Well, the only problem is that Ted Williams would disagree with it. He said Babe Ruth, then him. So that might have been hero worship on his part.
Yeah, that might have been. I mean, you Google it when we're done talking, Scott. Sports Illustrated, he put the dime up. What he would hit if you pitch the ball in these spots. One was like 6 inches to a foot outside and very low. 286, he said. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. Yeah, that was amazing. And you know, and the thing with Krasner is that, I mean, it's obviously ideological. He's a foot soldier for George Soros is really the best way of putting it. He's out there to create chaos, and he's not there to really do his job. And I think people need to realize that. So many people have a hard time accepting when people are that evil.
Yeah, it is obvious. And Judge Dugan, if the media would take the time, Scott, he laid it out from the perspective of a judge of exactly what goes on. There's no room for error here, the way he laid it out.
Yeah, it's exactly like what we're seeing now with what Trump's doing. I mean, we're finding out all these things even more than we realized that the Democrats were doing for all these years. And, I mean, the cheating that must have been going on, even in places that were blue, we may have accepted the fact that we didn't win some of these elections when they were cheating in these counties. And now we're insisting that they be transparent and they can't handle it.
Exactly. Exactly. Give us a side, Scott. What do you have today?
Unfortunately, I think socialism has made a bigger comeback than anything I can think of. If you go back to the end of the Reagan years in the late 80s and the early 90s, socialism was dead. It was considered a completely failed ideology. And then by 2016, if Democrats didn't cheat Bernie Sanders, he would have been their nominee. And who knows what would have happened in the general election.
That's so scary. Well put. And it's going on like this through history. And the reason is it sounds, oh, my God, we have the answer to all the problems. Like it's new, like we haven't been through communism, et cetera, and New York's going to learn the lesson, sadly.
Oh, they are. The reality will hit at some point.
Thank you, Scott. That's a great one. It is the greatest comeback hit imaginable, socialism. And why? Oh, boy, that's a brilliant idea. I don't care what you call it. Affordability. All right, we'll see with Montami in New York. And then it'll go away for a while because people have burned, and then, you know, give it another 5 years. It starts to come back. It's appealing. It's one of the most appealing things imaginable to people, and it always fails. All right, coming up, Scott Presler. New York Post yesterday, brilliant. This guy followed him around. They gave a lot of space, too, for days. Adam Coleman, brilliant report on what he's up to in New Jersey. We'll talk to Stacey Garrity. We got Dom's Money Melody, but we got to get a winner. These are getting pretty good. The all-time comeback return, like Brandon Graham, 855-839-1210.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.